I'm a human radio station. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Folks, and welcome to episode 131 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, March 15th, 2012, from my award-winning communications basement. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, how y'all doing? We have a special request going out to my father, who had a very special day today. We'll discuss that in greater depth in a little while. Right now, a song. I don't know what it is or what it sounds like. I decided to surprise myself along with the rest of you. Dad wanted to hear Sugarland by Papa Molly.
I'm searching for a place to go.
You see me
you see me standing on the highway,
side of the highway,
don't ask me where I'm. Don't ask me where I'm, cause I'm not going your way.
I'm not going.
I'm searching, trying to find my way.
I have to find myself.
So I am standing at the end of the crossroad, trying to find myself.
Standing.
And how could I tell you? Because you don't really know. See, I have to find myself. And I want to be alone. You see me standing. Don't ask me where I'm going. Because I'm not going that way. Because I am trying to find my place where I'm supposed to be.
One of the best requests my father has ever made on the program. If you ask me about Papa Molly, I don't know nothing, but I'm fixing to find out a whole lot more. That was Papa Molly and Sugarland, and that was really good. I'm sorry, Dad, you missed the intro to that song. You'll have to catch it on the rebroadcast. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like the intro. We mentioned Dad's day. He had an experience. I hope he's recovering and the medication is wearing off. And I hope he doesn't remember too much about his colonoscopy. That's the nature of the medication they give you. It doesn't make it more pleasant. It just makes you not remember it. And that's probably a good thing. Going out to Dad right now, this is The Members and a song about something like that. Oh, it's got pops and clicks. It must be from a record.
Thank you. climbing up the wall, taking off all the wallpaper with their fingernails. And so I'm so laid back to just lie there and take it all without a squirm or a quiver at all. Eyes are stinging, ears are burning. We take all this live from you, 'cause we're into you like a rat up a drain pipe. 'Cause we're into you like a rat up a drain pipe.
The members, and they are into you like a rat up a drain pipe, if you know what I mean. Right now, this is Papa Denny. That's right, Denny Doherty, 1/4 of the Mamas and the Papas, off of one of his actually very good solo albums. This is Denny singing a song called Got a Feeling.
better feel that you're stealing all the love I thought I was given to you. Baby, it's true, the joke's on.
John Phillips was a heck of a producer and writer and arranger, a brilliant musical mind. Michelle Phillips was, I don't know, cute. She couldn't really sing. Denny and Cass, they were the vocalists. They really were. That's Denny Doherty of the Mamas and the Papas. Got a feeling. Right now, this is Chris Montez singing us just, that's poor Johnny One Note. No, it's just the one note samba. Everybody get up. Samba.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is a consequence of the one we just been through. As I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skill I know, and at the end I come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note. As I must come back to you, I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, bring me five so lofty dough. He will find himself with no show. Better play the note you know.
Yeah, Chris Montez and the One Note Samba right now. The Thunder Rocks, and they want to know if you know what's the word.
What's the word? Thunderbird! What's that, John? Nature Boy!
You know, my dad just asked me in a piece of email if I have a tribute planned for that Dead Doobies drummer. In fact, yes, I do. On Monday, we lost, at the age of 65, one of the two drummers in the Doobie Brothers, Mr. Michael Hossack. He was only 65 years old. He perished from cancer. Cancer, you bastard. That's all I can say. Too young, 65, way too young. From the Doobie Brothers breakthrough album, Toulouse Street, this is Michael Hossack and the rest of the Doobies, and they advise you to listen to the music.
Thank you.
You know, it occurs to me that my vinyl copy that we're listening to of Toulouse Street might actually be from the Murray and Sherry Newman collection, but I can't guarantee that as a fact. I just think it probably is so.
Down back in the day in the Gold King style, every night was a crazy ball. The cats smoking hay through a rubber hose, and the women, they wore transparent clothes.
That's what the good book said, boy. That's what the good book said, boy.
Now Moses said to old Pharaohs, you'll have to let my people go if you don't take the change off and set them. Now the Lord tried to guide him, but he was blind. She said, this apple cider tastes mighty fine.
That's what the good book says, boy. That's what the good book says,
Yes, that's Bobby Nunn singing in front of the Robins, and that's what the good book says. I'd like to wish a special advanced happy birthday to my beautiful baby sister, Lexi, who will turn 24 years old on Friday. Is that right? This goes out to you, Lexi. I know you're not listening, but I also know that Dad will send you a piece of email and tell you that you should. It's Georgie Fame. Many happy returns.
Thought I'd call you to say that I wish you with all my heart happy returns of today with my love. Though time lingers on, you've never been gone, 'cause I still find what you left behind. Memories of tables for two, where we first heard our favorite tune, and they still play it for you. They don't know, and I couldn't say why you drifted away, but how I yearn just for your return. Anytime at all, you needn't even call. All you gotta do is walk right in, and I'll be waiting to make up with you. That's all I love to do. And may there be both for you and me happy returns of today. Say why you drifted away, but how I yearn just for your return. Anytime at all, you needn't even call. All All you gotta do is walk right in. Many happy returns of the day. Happy returns of the day. Many happy returns of the day.
I am just corrected that the 17th is not Friday. It's on Saturday. For some reason, I was stuck in some mode where this is Wednesday, not Thursday. I'm glad we could straighten that out. So if you're planning to call Lexi, do not call her and wish her a happy birthday on Friday. Hold those calls until Saturday. You know, I like Georgie Fame. I'm not the only one.
The next song's called Sweet Georgie Fame. I wrote this with Sandra Harris in London 10 years ago. It's a tribute song to Georgie Fame.
Well, that makes sense.
Words and music.
His hands and feet make music sweet.
you'll miss your train. My goose is cooked. I'm getting hooked on Georgie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know you've been waiting to find out what the number 40 song was in the greater Chicago area for this week, 40 years ago, in March of 1972. It was this one by the Bad Fingers. Baby Blue, that's Bad Finger from 1972. Right now, you know what's coming.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Well, several days ago, the winged warrior fell on his head. And ever since, all cries for help in Midland City have gone unheeded.
Help, help. Oh, help. Help. Oh, forget it.
Meanwhile, in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior continues to believe he is a big white chicken.
I'm going to lay a big white egg.
Yes, Commissioner.
Any change with the winged warrior?
Well, he's still crouched under the clothes tree.
You mean he's still trying to...
Yes, he is.
Well, has he?
Well, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
Well, then, is he ready to believe now that he can't lay an egg under a clothes tree?
Are you ready to believe now that you can't lay an egg under a clothes tree?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is, Commissioner.
Wonderful.
I think I should try a filing cabinet.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Perhaps if we attempted to reach his inherent sense of justice and morality...
I'm going to lay a big white egg.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to reach him.
Tell him this. We are in difficult times and need his help.
Maybe I'll make it a purple egg. Or...
Pardon me.
Yes?
We are in difficult times and need your help.
You think what I'm doing is easy?
Commissioner.
No, I'll make it a nice green egg.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
Any other suggestions?
I'll lay two eggs.
No, do you?
One will be purple and one will be green.
Well, I could go out and buy him a dozen eggs.
Yes.
And an egg coloring kit.
Perhaps if I come out and talk with him.
Okay.
Where is he?
Over by the filing cabinet.
Oh, yes. Hello there, wonderful white-winged weekend warrior. Oh, hello there, Commissioner. He recognizes me. Want me to lay an egg for you? You can't lay an egg. You are Chicken Man.
Really?
Yes. Okay, I'll be a chicken girl. Miss Helfinger, how did all of this happen?
Well, he fell out the window over there.
Yes, of course.
Want to get his legs?
Give his arms?
Here we go.
Am I going on a trip?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, goody.
One, two, four.
Want to make that three?
Yes, three.
Well, there he goes again, his plumage pummeling 14 stories. Will anyone be surprised if this fall unlapses Chicken Man's memory? I don't think so. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I wonder if anybody is going to recognize this singer's voice.
I like you, 'cause you don't make me nervous. I met someone like you before, but only once or twice. Once or twice. And not very recently. You'll do. My blood pressure's normal. I haven't lost no sleep at all. Not since Francine. And it's possible for me to concentrate on my work. I'm glad I'm not walking on air, and no trumpets go off in my ear. I don't say to myself, get a hold of myself, and I don't get a rash when you're near. You're trustworthy. I wouldn't worry if I had to go away for a few weeks. You don't nag me for money all the time. And one thing I forgot, you're a very good cook, and I certainly love to eat.
For all of you that guessed that that was actor Alan Arkin singing that song, pat yourselves on the back, because you're correct. Right now, from, I think, 1971, this is a favorite singer of mine, Mr. Gilbert O'Sullivan. He's going babysitting.
moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, it couldn't be no.
Stuff. Barbara Lewis.
Come over, spend a little time.
Come over, spend a little time with me sometime. Boy, you better let me know that you still want to be mine.
Sometime,
come over,
ah,
spend a
sometime.
That's Barbara Lewis and Spend a Little Time. Of course, her big hit was Hello Stranger. She got a pretty voice, don't you think? This is Jerry Lorden. Don't know anything about Jerry. I just heard this song and thought, you know, what the hell?
Who could be bluer than me? That's someone I'd really like to see. Castles in the sand, being washed away by the sea. I know I'm feeling sorry for myself. I feel just like I'm sitting on a shelf. Got no friends at all, no one comes to call. And a silver dollar's all my worldly wealth. The sun never shines in my backyard. Fate never deals a welcome card. Same old troubles every day. I'm gonna pack my bags and go my way. Who could be bluer than me? That's someone I'd really like to see. Boss tells me I'm through. Don't know what I'll do. Things ain't working like they ought to be. Who could be bluer than me? That's someone I'd really like to see.
Be bluer. I don't know what I can do to follow Jerry Lorden except play Louis Jordan. I don't really have much of a choice.
Oink, oink, move, move.
Let me in. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen. Let's boogie in the barnyard. Baa, baa, said the sheep from another fold. Moo, moo, said the cow, let the butter roll. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen. Let's boogie in the barnyard. Yes, the barnyard was jumping. Everybody having their fling. Even old MacDonald had to do a little Connie swing. Stop me, I said the cat, now please don't stop. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen. Let's boogie in the barnyard.
Jordan, and probably with his timpani, Five and Boogie in the Barnyard. We're going to wrap things up tonight with one from the Hep Stars. That's a band featuring Benny Anderson years before he formed ABBA, and a song written by an American we're all familiar with here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, a cat named Kurt Becher. This is Another Time.
Another time, you'll see my face when you're not looking, and run to me to blindly ask what's on your mind. Another time, you'll find me in a game and ask if you can stay and play alone. But another time has come and already gone. Will sing the music that I'm hearing and find a way to answer all the questions in my eyes. Another time, you lift your head and see a sky that beckons you to try your wings at last. But another time has come, another time has passed. Another time, the words I'm saying now will lose their meaning, because by then we'll share the love that now I'm only dreaming. Another time, you lose your doubts of you and come around to share what you have left with me. But another time, I guess we'll never be. Apart and say you never knew me. Some lonely night, you'll cry yourself to sleep, but you won't know it. Another time, you'll be a moth that found the light, not knowing that he's also found his death. But you'll understand another time. So I guess I'll save my breath.
Another time.
Yes, that's what an English song sounds like, sung with a Swedish accent. That's Another Time by the Hep Stars featuring Benny Anderson. Right now, we're going to say goodnight. Thanks for hanging out with me. I had a real good time. Hope you did too. I'll see you back here next week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. You are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine.
blind. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?